Inside stylist and producer Jen Evans's home in Oak Bay, the walls are coming to life thanks to the work of floral designer Julie Remy. Julie has been tasked with creating floral and natural mantle arrangements that bring the seasonal outdoors inside. It's an elevated special kind of experience in the home to have living art. It's beyond a bouquet, Jen says, admiring the beautiful display taking shape. When I meet Julie in Jen's home, she is thoughtfully weaving dahlias, dried astilbe and chrysanthemums into a spiraling wisteria branch she has carefully tacked and tied onto parts of the mantle and wall. First, she creates the form. Then, she adds the substance. It's very much an act of artist's intuition, the creation unfurling as she goes. You want movement. The ingredient itself will tell you what it wants to do, she says. Julie, owner and floral designer at Fleury's Orchard and Blooms since 2020, fell in love with the process at just 5 years old, when she started making wildflower bouquets for her mom. Today, her Saanich-based business has its own orchard and flower farm from which she gathers materials. Nature continues to be her greatest muse and inspiration. Its valleys and peaks, the way rivers flow, the dance of leaves in the wind, and the grace with which leaves fall, these things all inspire me, Julie says. While she touts the benefits of hiring a floral designer, she also believes that people can create their own pieces and deepen their connection with nature while doing so. During Julie's interview with Tweed, she was kind enough to offer some tips and create example arrangements using materials she had on hand or leftovers from other projects to stay as sustainable and local as possible. Why create mantle decor? Mantles are often architectural focal points, making the perfect space to draw the eye and anchor the room's design. Mantelpieces can also make the room feel taller and more spacious by adding visual height. Not only does the use of different textures and layers add depth and interest to the room, but it also adds a personal touch that reflects your personality and story, Julie says. Julie Remy uses locally sourced materials to create her designs. Leah Crow Gathering Materials, I recommend starting in your backyard or a neighbor's yard, taking a walk, or visiting garden centers, nurseries, florists, and farmers markets. Often, neighborhood streets and parks have vibrant branches and trees that stand out. Just remember to ask permission before taking anything, Julie says. A base piece, such as a fallen branch or large bough, will create the shape, movement, and anchoring. For filler, look for what's easy to grow, abundant and accessible in the area. And don't forget to look for seasonal elements. Evergreens like fir, cedar, and pine are beautiful and bring a wonderful aroma. Dried seed heads, pine cones, winter berries, bare branches, logs, and moss all contribute to a wintry feel. The collection process is like going back to childhood, hunting for the perfect autumn leaf or rock on the beach. An exercise in observing and connecting with nature, Julie says. Creating harmony with your home's existing style when putting it all together, the principles of design are one's Bible, so to speak, and include balance, symmetry or asymmetry, scale, rhythm, contrast, unity, focal point, movement, and white space. To incorporate these, I like to imagine the room well in advance and sometimes sketch ideas. I think through the logistics, the ingredients I'll need, and how they'll work together, Julie says. She starts with a base shape, then adds layers, various heights and textures, regularly stepping back to ensure the arrangement is to scale. The other consideration is to create something that harmonizes with the home's interior. What is the color palette? Are there dominant textures? Consider the style. For modern spaces, clean lines and strategic placements work well. Traditional styles benefit from full, symmetrical shapes. Rustic or farmhouse styles are often looser and raw, with mixed foliage types. And for coastal interiors, lighter and airier ingredients are ideal. This wreath uses grapevine, wreath base, curly willow branches, dried hydrangea and dried astilbe. Leah Crow, securing the piece. Julie uses chicken wire, a more eco-friendly alternative to floral foam, in a reusable vase to serve as the base of the piece through which stems are woven. Because vases with cascading items are front-loaded, it's important to ensure they're secured properly, which can be done with heavy rocks either in or against the vase. Fleeting beauty. The truth is that natural arrangements change and won't last indefinitely, which is part of their beauty. It can be helpful to plan them around events, Julie says. Durable ingredients can help and include bare branches, dried elements, cones, evergreens, and camellia foliage, which can last for weeks. For delicate additions, swap in fresh elements as they age. Evergreens can be prolonged by daily misting, but moisture should be avoided on dried items. And the colder the room and less exposed to light, the better. Expert guidance. Of course, not everyone has the time, patience, or desire to create their own decor. That's where an expert like Julie comes in handy. A floral designer expertly brings your vision to life, handling everything from sourcing the best materials to managing logistics and installation. They know flowers, foliage, and seasonal availability, and have a trained eye for creating cohesive, visually striking arrangements that complement both your space and style. They also help you avoid the hassle and uncertainty, Julie says. It's something that Julie is creating thoughtfully with the form, texture, architecture, and colors of your home, which is really incredible, Jen adds. Julie offers a range of services, including intimate-sized wreath and floral arrangement workshops in her Orchard Garden Studio, and subscriptions for bouquets, arrangements, and installations, either for pickup or created directly in the space. Visit fleuries.ca for more.